This is Mac OS Ken.
New iPhones, new AirPod Pros, and a few new Apple Watch models. We're recapping Apple's awe-dropping event on this Wednesday, the 10th of September, 2025. Me? I'm Ken Ray, and this is news from Mac OS Ken, brought to you by yours truly and sponsored by OpenCase, MagSafe for iPhone perfected. Get 10% off your purchase with code MacOSKEN at theopencase.com. This show is also sponsored by Insta360 and their brand new Go Ultra, a tiny, hands-free 4K camera. We've talked about how tiny and lightweight Go Ultra is, roughly the size of a sandwich cookie, weighing about a tenth of a pound. It's not just the size that lets it go anywhere, though. The built-in magnetic mounting system lets you stick it wherever you can stick a magnet, which means you can wear it, thanks to the included magnet pendant and the magnetic Easy Clip. That means incredible shooting anywhere. With its upgraded 1x1.28-inch sensor, Go Ultra delivers incredible shots day and night. That's on your bike, on your hike, even in the drink. The standalone camera is waterproof down to 33 feet. Worried about losing something so small? You can keep track of Go Ultra in Apple's Find My. If you're ready to Go Ultra, head to store.insta360.com to check it out. Then the first 30 people to buy using promo code MacOSKEN get a free set of sticky tabs. They let you mount where magnets won't do the trick. The first 30 people get a free set with your Go Ultra purchase at store.insta360.com using promo code MacOSKEN. Show the world what you see the way you see it. Get the Insta360 Go Ultra at store.insta360.com and use promo code MacOSKEN. We're not going chronologically nor exhaustively, but I'm going to try to touch on everything Apple announced during Tuesday's event. We begin where God intended, with the Jesus phone. What's new for the iPhone line? All of the front-facing cameras have picked up a trick. On the selfie side, Apple's press release for iPhone 17 touts a center stage front camera featuring the first square front camera sensor on iPhone, offering a wider field of view and higher resolution, up to 18 megapixels for photos, letting people capture more detail. Users no longer have to rotate their iPhone to take a landscape selfie. They can now take photos and videos in portrait or landscape while holding their iPhone vertically. And built-in AI knows how to find you and your friends in the shot. If you're about to snap a selfie and a friend sneaks in, the shot moves itself to catch you both. Or three, or four, or however many. As I say, that's a feature for each of the phones Apple announced Tuesday, but let's go back to the first one. In addition to the selfie snapper, Apple says iPhone 17 features a 48-megapixel Fusion main camera with an optical quality 2x telephoto, and a new 48-megapixel Fusion ultra-wide camera, offering more detail for both wide shots and macro photography. The 6.3-inch Super Retina XDR display with ProMotion is said to be bigger and brighter. That's covered with a new ceramic shield too, said by Apple to offer three times better scratch resistance than the previous generation and reduce glare. Going under the hood, the A19 processor, built on 3-nanometer technology, has a 6-core CPU that's 1.5 times faster than the iPhone 13's A15 Bionic. It also sports a 5-core GPU that's over 2 times faster than iPhone 13's A15. And for those looking for an AI edge, neural accelerators are built into each GPU core to help run powerful, generative AI models on device. My friend Mike Rose joked that iPhone 17 is powered by Steely Dan's A19. Sadly, they did not introduce a Cuervo Gold Edition. A lot of people thought Apple would raise the storage level on iPhone 17 as a way to sneak in a price increase. Well, they did increase the storage capacity. Last year's iPhone 16 started with 128 gigabytes of storage for $799. This year's iPhone 17 starts with 256 gigabytes of storage for the same $799. I will confess to being surprised. There's also a 512 gigabyte option, both capacities wrapped in a range of five colors: black, lavender, mist blue, sage, and white. Customers in more than 63 countries and regions can place their orders this Friday, the 12th of September, beginning at 5 a.m. Pacific. They'll ship to buyers and land on store shelves 1 week later, Friday, the 19th of September. They'll hit 22 more countries and regions 1 week after that, on Friday, the 26th. Skipping now to the Pro phones. Everything is said to be better for iPhone 17 Pro and iPhone 17 Pro Max. Powered by A19 Pro, Apple says the top-of-the-line line features the best-ever performance, camera systems, and battery life in an iPhone. What's so cool about the camera? Apple says three 48-megapixel fusion cameras, main, ultra-wide, and an all-new telephoto, offer the equivalent of eight lenses, including the longest optical quality zoom ever on iPhone at 8x. Hey, anybody want to buy my 5x? I'm kidding. I'm still very happy with my iPhone. The new Pro phones also have that 18-megapixel center stage selfie cam I mentioned. They've also got the same ceramic shield too, gracing the face of iPhone 17. There's phenomenal cosmic power in the itty-bitty living space inside. A19 Pro delivers up to 40% better sustained performance than the previous generation, according to the company. Additionally, the 6-core CPU is the fastest CPU in any smartphone, and the 6-core GPU architecture includes neural accelerators built into each GPU core, a larger cache, and more memory than A18 Pro. Of course, that much power generates a decent amount of heat. For that, Apple has built a vapor chamber that's laser welded into a strong, light, and thermally conductive aluminum body. But wait, there's more. The company says the iPhone 17 lineup also introduces N1, a new Apple-designed wireless networking chip that enables Wi-Fi 7, Bluetooth 6, and Thread. In addition to powering the latest generation of wireless technologies, N1 improves the overall performance and reliability of features like personal hotspot and AirDrop. Yes, that is across the whole line, including iPhone 17 and the other phone, which we'll get to in a moment. Now, a lot of people thought Apple would raise the storage level on iPhone 17 as a way to sneak in a price increase, and yet, they went ahead and did that with the Pro phones. iPhone 17 Pro starts with storage of 256 gigabytes and a starting price that's $100 higher than last year's entry-level iPhone 16 Pro. That one was only 128 gigabytes of storage, I know, but this still reads as a price increase, especially where they doubled the storage on the iPhone 17 without raising its price. iPhone 17 Pro also comes in capacities of 512 gigabytes and 1 terabyte. iPhone 17 Pro Max, meanwhile, runs the same storage gamut and then some. It starts at $1,199 for a 256 gigabyte model. From there, it goes to 512 gigabytes, 1 terabyte, and hang on to your hats, a 2 terabyte model that is $1 shy of $2,000. Available in silver, deep blue, or cosmic orange, customers in more than 63 countries and regions can place their orders this Friday, the 12th of September, beginning at 5 a.m. Pacific. They'll ship to buyers and land on store shelves 1 week later, Friday, the 19th of September. They'll hit 22 more countries and regions 1 week after that, Friday, the 26th. Finally, for the phones. Hey, what's that middle one? As expected, Apple on Tuesday did debut iPhone Air, not iPhone 17 Air, interestingly. iPhone Air. Apple says that the device is the thinnest iPhone ever made, while claiming pro performance. It's got ceramic shield on the back, ceramic shield 2 on the front. That protects a 6.5-inch Super Retina XDR display with ProMotion. But how does it deliver pro performance? By packing the same A19 Pro processor as the 17 Pro and Pro Max. Before Tuesday's event, a lot was made of the sacrifices Apple would have to make an iPhone Air. For the average user, though, this sounds like plenty of phone. For example, Apple says the single back camera is a 48-megapixel Fusion main camera, enabling the equivalent of 4 lenses. As for power, the company says redesigned internal architecture plus software optimizations give iPhone Air all-day battery life. Just in case, though, they have also introduced a MagSafe battery made specifically for the wafer-thin device. And it's got the N1, and it's got the 18-megapixel center stage selfie cam, and it's got eSIM. While both iPhone 17 and the Pro end of that line will have eSIM versions in a growing number of countries, they will not be free of physical SIMs everywhere. iPhone Air will be. eSIM offers greater flexibility, better security, and seamless connectivity compared to traditional SIM cards, according to Apple. Of course, not having to deal with a SIM tray or physical card also lets the company maximize what little space it has inside. What it's really got, though, is the look. Available in 4 finishes, space black, cloud white, light gold. Oh man, that is so close to Cuervo gold. Anyway, light gold and sky blue. iPhone Air starts with 256GB of storage for $999, which could still sort of be seen as a price increase. No, there's never been an iPhone Air before, but the phone it's replacing, iPhone Plus, started at $899. Sort of an apples to oranges comparison, but still, 512GB and 1TB options are also available. Customers in more than 63 countries and regions can place their orders this Friday, the 12th of September, beginning at 5 a.m. Pacific. They'll ship to buyers and land on store shelves 1 week later, Friday, the 19th of September. They'll hit 22 more countries and regions 1 week after that, Friday, the 26th. We'll hit more of Apple's awe-dropping announcements in a moment, but first a word from today's sponsor, OpenCase. MagSafe for iPhone perfected. How do case makers do it? When the folks at OpenCase said they would be updating their site on Tuesday with cases for the whole new iPhone line, even the sight unseen iPhone Air, that question kept kicking through my mind. How do case makers do it? Yeah, I still don't know, but OpenCase did it, announcing cases for the entire new line, including a case for iPhone Air that keeps Apple's thinnest phone thin. With OpenCase, you are not putting an accessory on top of a case on top of the phone. OpenCase leaves space for your MagSafe accessory, keeping the accessory in place while keeping your phone svelte. Their cases for the 14, 15, and 16 lines are still on sale. They've got cases for the 17 line, for iPhone Air, and a load of accessories. And you can save on all of it. Go to theopencase.com, pick your case and accessories, then use code MacOSKEN at checkout for 10% off. That's 10% off the sale prices for previous generation cases and 10% off on cases for the new phones and 10% off on accessories. If you're ready to secure the accessories you have or finally see what MagSafe for iPhone can do, get 10% off your purchase with code MacOSKEN at theopencase.com. That's 10% off your purchase with code macOSKEN at theopencase.com. Moving on with Tuesday's announcements. Apple's updated its functional line of ear stoppers, introducing AirPods Pro 3 on Tuesday. They seem to take a lot of fitness functions of Apple Watch off that device's hands. New to the buds is the rumored heart rate sensor. According to Apple's AirPods press release, that sensor shines invisible infrared light pulsed at 256 times per second to measure light absorption in blood flow. Combined with sensor fusion from the AirPods Pro accelerometers, gyroscope, GPS, and the new on-device AI model on iPhone, users can start up to 50 different workouts, track their heart rate and calories burned, close their Move Ring, and earn awards in the fitness app. Users also get access to Workout Buddy. That is, of course, as long as they've got an Apple Intelligence-enabled iPhone. For more live-in-the-future moments, we turn to people who speak languages we do not. AirPods Pro 3 bring a new function called Live Translation, a beta feature that enables in-person communication across select languages, according to Apple. Two people each wearing AirPods Pro 3 will get translations into their preferred language. If only one party has the headphones, that person can use iPhone as a horizontal display, showing a live transcription translation of what the person with the headphones is saying. The feature will start working with English, French, German, Portuguese, and Spanish, simplified Chinese, Italian, Japanese, and Korean, should join the conversation by year's end. All of this with noise cancellation that's said to be stellar. In-ear active noise cancellation for AirPods Pro 3 removes up to 2 times more noise than the previous generation and 4 times more than the original AirPods Pro, according to the company. Despite the heavier lift, they bring the power. AirPods Pro 3 with active noise cancellation turned on now provide up to 8 hours of music playback, a 33% increase over the previous generation. If you're thinking of getting new AirPods for the translation trick, that might not be necessary. A piece from Mac Rumors says that feature will be coming to AirPods Pro 2 and AirPods 4 with active noise cancellation when the latest firmware rolls out alongside iOS 26. Next Monday, by the way. Blank OS 26 updates are due out next Monday, the 15th of September. Pre-orders for the stopper started yesterday. Delivery and in-store availability are set for Friday, the 19th of September. They'll run buyers the same $249 the AirPods Pro 2 used to, and no, you're not getting the old model for less. Not from Apple anyway. The Apple Store online now shows 4 models of AirPods available. AirPods 4, AirPods 4 with active noise cancellation, AirPods Pro 3, and AirPods Max. You remember AirPods Max? Just because the AirPods are picking up some Apple Watch functions does not mean Apple Watch was kicked to the curb. Apple's awe-dropping event brought 3 new models to the mix: Apple Watch SE 3, Apple Watch Series 11, and Apple Watch Ultra 3. On the starter watch, the Cupertino company says Apple Watch SE 3 delivers a more advanced set of health features than the previous generation, including sleep score, retrospective ovulation estimates, sleep apnea notifications, and wrist temperature sensing. The addition of the S10 chip brings such features as an always-on display, the double-tap gesture, the wrist flick gesture, on-device Siri, and fast charging. In addition, the cellular version of the watch now sports 5G. Available in 2 sizes, 40mm and 44mm, and 2 finishes, midnight and starlight, the aluminum Apple Watch SE 3 went up for order yesterday in roughly 60 countries. Starting price for the device is $249. It'll be out and about on Friday, the 19th of September. Leaning harder into health. Apple Watch Series 11 is said by Apple to be the ultimate health and fitness companion, empowering users with notifications for signs of chronic high blood pressure, also known as hypertension. It's got display glass that's 2 times more scratch resistant than previous models. It's got 5G cellular because wouldn't it be funny if it didn't? All of that and better battery life. Up to 24 hours of it, according to the company. I honestly missed the significance of that until I came across a Mac Rumors piece saying that that is the first battery life increase for the standard Apple Watch ever. Since the Apple Watch was first unveiled in 2014, the piece says it's featured what Apple called all-day 18-hour battery life through each successive generation until now. Now, it's a whole new day. If you're thinking of getting Apple Watch Series 11 for hypertension awareness, I do not blame you. I'm thinking about trading up from my Series 7. Like the news around live translation for AirPods, though, you don't need the latest Apple Watch models to keep an eye out for high blood pressure. A piece from Mac Rumors says the feature will be available on Apple Watch Series 9 and later, plus Apple Watch Ultra 2 and later models, with watchOS 26. If you are considering a Series 11, the fashion conscious among you have many decisions to make. Available in 42 and 46 millimeter models, Apple Watch Series 11 comes in aluminum hues of space gray, jet black, rose gold, and silver. Polished titanium finishes include natural, gold, and slate. And they're still doing the Hermes thing, with 42 and 46 millimeter models available in silver titanium. Apple Watch Series 11 starts at $399. Up for order as of yesterday. They'll be adorning wrists around the world on Friday, the 19th of September. And then there was one. One big watch. Did I say big? I meant ultra. Apple Watch Ultra 3 has a lot of what the two smaller watches have. Access to Workout Buddy, 5G cellular, hypertension awareness. Built for adventure, though, this one does bring more. For example, the company says that Apple Watch Ultra 3 features built-in two-way satellite communications. When users do not have cellular or Wi-Fi coverage, they can now text emergency services, message friends and family, and share their location. And long live this thing's battery. Apple Watch Ultra 3 features 42 hours of battery life with up to 72 hours in low power mode. Available in natural titanium or black titanium, Apple Watch Ultra has a starting price of $799. Orders began in about 60 countries yesterday. Want to guess when it's going to be out? Yeah, Friday, the 19th of September. While that tackles or glances most of what was announced on the video, there was lots of other stuff that happened off-screen. We'll hit some of that tomorrow, as well as reaction from watchers. Speaking of which, if you missed the presentation on Tuesday, it did happen on the internet, so it's out there forever. You can find it on Apple's event site, apple.com/events. It's up on Apple's channel on YouTube. It's available through the Apple TV app, and of course, Apple has made the awe-dropping event available as both an audio podcast and a video podcast. Please consume responsibly. macOS Ken, brought to you by me, and sponsored by Insta360's Go Ultra. Go Ultra today at store.insta360.com with promo code macOSKEN. This show is also sponsored by OpenCase, MagSafe for iPhone perfected. Get 10% off your purchase with code macOSKEN at theopencase.com. Advertising handle by Backbeat Media, online at backbeatmedia.com. You can find me on Mastodon, macOSKen at mastodon.social, You can also send me an email, info@macosken.com. Until next time, that is news from macOS Ken. I'm Ken Ray.
Leonard likes this post.